Welcome to episode 192 of Fourth and John, the emergency podcast. Because, whoa, Nelly, the Eagles have traded back in the draft. The Eagles have reported now. The Eagles have traded picks number 6 and number 156 overall to the Dolphins, exchanged for the number 12 overall, number 123 overall. That means we're in the fourth round, and a 2022 first round pick. Obviously, right off the bat, people are up in arms with the Pitts and Chase stands out there. I was a Chase stan. It obviously hurts because you know that those dogs are probably not going to be wearing midnight green. But I'm not going to lie, I was up doing multiple mock drafts last night in trade back scenarios. So the fact that this happens today, did I put it out in existence for myself? Here we are. I'm a little shocked, a little excited, but it's definitely a wow moment.
Wow.
Evan,
wow, bro. I was at a loss for words. I mean, I ended up I saw the San Francisco trade go through, and I have a guy at work that is a San Fran fan. I was just getting ready to send him a message. So, like, who are you thinking? Zach Wilson, Justin Fields? Like, what's your thoughts for San Fran? And then I get a call from my buddy to inform me that the Eagles just made a trade as well. Dude, I'm at a loss for words. I don't know what to say. I mean, initially, my first thought, I was pissed. I'm not going to lie. I was all in on the Jamar Chase, Kyle Pitts, either one of those guys I would have been really, really happy with. But now, the more and more I think about it, the more I digest it, I don't hate it. I don't hate the trade. The thought of having four first-round picks potentially between this year and next year is kind of sexy, bro. I'm not going to lie. We could potentially have three first-round picks next year. So we will have the assets to move up if we want to do whatever we need, to fill in holes however we want. So, it's going to be a waiting game. This year doesn't seem like the year, but we could be setting ourselves up for something greater.
We have two Tims in the building. Tim Real, Mr. Tim Kincaid from AZ. And Chris Malley,
thanks, Chris,
in the chat. Obviously, this is a lot of them, and there are fans in the chat also up in arms, and some excited, some are excited. Tim, how are you feeling?
So I mean, at first, like everyone else, I was kind of shocked. It's funny because I saw the trade news about the 49ers, and then I saw a tweet from someone who I usually don't trust because he's a little bit of a hot take artist, from Colin Coward, being like, look out, they might be trading with Philly in any second. And I was like, oh, I can't be happening. Colin Coward put it out there. That's not going to be the one. And then it happens. I mean, I don't know. I love Jamar Chase. Like, I was all in on Jamar Chase. But like I was saying before we went on, I kind of like the idea of getting the three draft picks next year in the first round, because we can still get a good receiver this round. It just won't be Jamar Chase. But then next year we can line him up with, you know, a Chris Olave type or something like that. And like, I was all in on picking Olave in the second, or even, you know, depending on where he lined up, in the 12 or 15 kind of spot this year. So like, I'm a huge Olave fan. So I'm coming around to it. I'm pretty okay with it, honestly.
Oh, look at this guy. Tim, how are you feeling out west, man? I mean, you've been pretty hype about the draft coming up. Does this put you in a certain kind of mood?
You know, to piggyback off what Tim said, I mean, yeah, I've been super hyped about this draft because I've been doing a little bit of research. Gail has gotten me on to looking at prospects and stuff like that. But there's a good and a bad about this. We'll start with the good. We got three future round, first round picks for next year. We are out of the Chase and the Chase and Kyle pick. I was actually getting excited for get at least one of them on his team to help Jalen Hurts, you know, because they, like I said, you know, like Jeffrey Lurie said, he said he wanted to surround Jalen with talent. So, you know, he's got to take the good, the bad, and the ugly, and just go with it.
Chris, how are you feeling?
Man, so I was at the gym when the San Fran Miami trade went on, and like, people say you can kind of feel like the tension in the room when something crazy goes on. At like, all at once, everyone was like looking at their phones. I saw one dude almost fall off the treadmill. So then I like went to the side, looked at it. I'm like, okay, like at least that means Jamar Chase is probably going to fall to six now because Miami's not going to pick him at three. And then I'm in the car. I turn it on, and then my phone goes off, and I look at it, and it's this Eagles trade. And I saw it, and I was like, did we just move up or did we move back? Because I was like, because I've been hearing that they really are interested in quarterbacks. And then then Rappaport said that they were really interested in Zach Wilson, and then but they couldn't get up that high at to two. So I'm like, all right. And then I saw we move back to 12, and I'm like, I'm okay with it because, like, we've been talking – Gail and I have been talking all the talk to prospects. Like, moving back isn't the worst-case scenario because the Eagles aren't one player away. We need to build and have young, affordable guys with our cap situation. But I said Eagles Twitter is going to lose its mind because people don't trust Howie drafting at all. People just wanted him to take Chase and Pitts, not just because they're the obvious picks, like guys that we passed on in previous, but because Chase and Pitts are like generational talents. I mean, we have people saying that Pitts is going to be a Hall of Famer already, which is crazy expectations for like a 21-year-old kid, a 20-year-old kid. But the whole thing is, I think that the trade, I don't think we exactly got enough looking at past trades, like around that range. I thought that we could have got a little bit more. But that being said, we're not going to know for maybe 5 years down the road if this is a good trade or not. We have to see the players that we pick, how they turn out. But it's annoying. I mean, I really hope that I'm going to lose my mind if because we just moved behind Dallas and the Giants. So like after all like the whole 9-pick, 6-pick drama with us tanking the last game, now it's like we're behind them and either team could screw us. Like if we're really in on JC Horn, who I'm praying is there at 12, like that has been my trade back candidate for like a month now. I'm like, if you move back and you get JC Horn, that's huge because next year we have Tyreek Hill, Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, like all best receivers in the league are coming to Philadelphia or we're going to them. And right now we only have Darius Slay. If we can get JC Horn, we have a cornerback for the next 5-10 years that can cover guys. He's it. Like he's a 4-3 guy, 6-1, like 210. Like he's it. Hopefully that's what they're going after. But that being said, Dallas could jump, not even jump. They're just ahead of us. They could take JC Horn and that would kill us. That's why it sucks moving back. That I'm hoping that's who it is though.
Yeah, and this scenario, this has been my, you know, like if we're gonna go for a cornerback, I was totally in on looking at, you know, moving back. I didn't feel any cornerback was worthy of being drafted at number six. I felt number six was a trade down spot for the QB hungry teams, and I thought that would be a spot that you could chill at till draft day. And I seen a couple comments in the chat saying, you know, why are they doing it now? For like, is there something else? I saw a couple of Deshaun Watson tweets out there and comments in the chat. You're wondering why? I mean, but you now have some ammo if you're going to do such a thing. But overall, like, you know, Chris mentioned JC Horn. JC Horn is I'm locked in right now. If I'm looking for an alpha at cornerback, we need CB2. Right away, you say CB2, he could be a CB1. I think the aggressiveness at the end of the day, he would fit in Philly wise. I mean, his kind of play style, the way his aggressiveness is amazing. But I think you're starting to look at they're trying to they have some players in mind because if you think Sertan Dallas wants to go cornerback there, they could potentially team him up with Diggs. But look, I was doing trade, like I said, I was doing trade back scenarios last night. I landed Devontae Smith. And that's not a bad consolation prize if you're picking, and you get this guy. Also Jalen Waddle in the mix. I mean, you're just having, these are two explosive talents. You know, I wouldn't be mad at either or. The fact that we have, you know, obviously people are going to, we weren't definite that we were going to get a Chase. It wasn't definite that we were going to get a Chase.
Or Pitts.
Yeah.
Maybe one would slide or Sewell would slide. That would have been kind of cool too to beef up the line. But overall, I mean, are you guys on the CB wagon? Someone said Quiddy Pay. And I thought that would be hilarious. The Eagles went defensive end.
I'm cornerback, man.
I think if they did Quiddy Pay, like people might riot. If they go edge.
Yeah, I can't see that really happening. But I mean, if you grab a J.C. Horn, like you said, he could be a CB1 on many teams in the NFL, and yeah. He's a guy that could come in day one and be that guy on CB2. So if you can do that, our secondary all of a sudden doesn't look that bad. I mean, with the addition of Ann Harris, I liked that addition at safety. I mean, the secondary, if you get J.C. Horn, it's really starting to come together. So
I think the thing is,
and then you got three first round picks the following year.
First love Jalen.
Yeah, well, the thing is, people like before the trade went down, everyone's like, hypothetically, people liked the situations that we were putting out. Like, yeah, move back, get Horn. Like, you get key guys later on. You get like Jabril Cox later. Maybe you get Nico Collins. But the thing is, like, people just didn't trust Howie to hit on these picks, and that was why people were so like anxious about it. But we're here now, guys. I mean, we do not have the sixth pick. Kyle Pitts and Ja'Marr Chase are not realistic at all. Devonta Smith and Waddle probably are not realistic at all. I'm hoping J.C. Horn falls there. I was like kind of mad because I knew that Miami also had the 18th pick. I'm like, dude, like I would have given them six for 12, 18, and then like we throw in like maybe like one of our thirds. I would, because I'm like, dude, like that would have been perfect. If you got like Horn and then the second pick you took like Rashad Bateman or something right there, like that's it. That's over. Like that would have been better than just getting Chase and Pitt probably.
to get two firsts out of Miami, you're going to need to give them more than just an additional third, you know?
Like, well, look how Miami just did the ninth. They held them gunpoint.
Yeah. look at what Laramie Tunsil has turned into.
Yeah he's turned into like four first round picks.
Exactly. So insane. Like, think about it. Like, think about how their future is going to be and what we have for next year, for our future. So we have to trust out at this point. We have no choice.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, Jimmy from Facebook is holding on hopes. Pitts could fall to 12 too. The sky isn't falling, guys. Prospects fall all the time. I think Pitts is – I think he'll probably go top 10. And if you look at –
Pitts is too hot right now.
If you look at a Hockenson going top 10, there's no reason why Pitts – should not.
Pitts would need to smoke a bong on like Facebook Live to drop to 12.
Right. I mean, Tunsil did the Tunsil did the supply. Gas mask. Tunsil did the gas mask, and the Dolphins got four bursts out of him. It's not over till it's over, right?
Man, I just wasn't expecting this trade today. Like, you know, I was having a decent Friday. Shout out to Tim. We were talking about sneakers. I landed my favorite sneakers. The Nike Air Max 90 Bacons. I know this is off topic, but I was having a great day. And then this trade happens. I'm like, I wasn't ready for this. I'm supposed to be working right now. But, you know, obviously this is more important than work, right? I'm going to get fired now.
But, life.
I mean, first reaction, you're just shocked and awed. And, you know, after you think about it and think it over and you got three central first round picks, again, someone said that in chat. It's hard to be mad at that scenario. Some people, like me and Evan, were also speaking. He was like, "Is this year a wash anyway? Do you guys feel that?" I feel like they still have an opportunity to compete. Everyone's putting the hammer down that this team can't compete, and the season hasn't started yet. We don't even know who the guys on the roster are yet. I'm a negative Nancy about it.
I'm a negative man. I personally think that even if we were to go get a Chase or a Pitts, that one piece isn't going to change this entire team. I think that we still would have had to build. We still would have had a lot of pieces to fill after we got either one of those guys. So as badly as I wanted them, as badly as I wanted an explosive type player, potentially like how, you know, Daniel Jeremiah is saying, future Hall of Famer, that would be amazing. We still have other holes to fill. And I think that us acquiring more first round picks is just more advantageous for that. I think that it's a smarter move. The unfortunate thing is that to me, this is kind of, we're definitely playing the waiting game now. Like my expectations for next year, like they weren't that high. And after this trade, it's not like they went up at all. So I'm not expecting much next year, but the following the draft of the like next year, I'm expecting a pretty good roster.
Oh, personally. Yeah. For sure. Here's the two major things I take away. The Zach Wilson thing, it shows that they're not 100% sold on Jalen Hurts North, should they be? Not a knock on him. He hasn't had ample time or the right circumstances around him to really evaluate him. I mean, he inherited a bad team from Carson Wentz when they were slouching. We didn't have a good team. The line was terrible, and the offense was really stagnant. So it shows that they were interested in Wilson right there. They're willing to give up stuff. And then right there, they just moved out of six, so they're not going to give him two generational talents to surround him with. Same issue that they had with Wentz, not surrounding him with. And the fact that they're trying to get so many first-round picks next year, that shows that they really, really, really learned a lesson from Carson Wentz, and they're trying to have that safety net saying if Hurts isn't the guy, they want to have that ammo next year to get a quarterback and move up. And that it's kind of crazy. It just shows you how unstable the foundation of the team is right now. That's why we've been talking. Like, I hope that they just commit to Jalen Hurts. Like, it's okay, like, if they don't do it before, like, the year. I mean, the draft, like, Chicago putting QB1 next to Red Rocket, Andy Dalton. Because I wanted there to be smoke around the sixth pick. Because then it allows us to get some major capital moving back. I think the trade was okay. I still really don't think we got enough because, like, the sixth pick is, like, so valuable because, like, that could be a franchise quarterback for a team like Denver.
I mean, you got the first-round pick, though. You do got the
true, first pick. But that – no, I mean, it's a first-round pick, but it's, like, I still think you can get more, though. Like, I really think you could have got more. Like, I thought we could have got more value this year. Like, that's what I'm saying. Yes. Like, if you move from, like, 6 to 12 and you got 18 and then I would have given them, like, an additional pick or something, like, that would have been cool. Or, like, if we just gave them Ertz or something. You know what I mean? Like, just, like scratch your back, we scratch your back kind of deal. But we'll see what happens.
Free up some cap and give us a second round. Mm-hmm. That's what I was hoping for.
Yep.
I was hoping for at least to get, you know, move back, give us a second. In you know, in a possible first round for next year, and so on and so on. That's what I was really hoping for. I was shocked.
Mm-hmm. Well, my thoughts are like, why now? Like, was there a potential other move of another team trying to, you know, move back? And like, the Eagles were like, hey, if teams aren't willing to move up, like, we might have to take this deal right now. Like, or were they trying to get something? Get another first round pick in the belt and try and do something else. Cause you know, it's very interesting that I saw that was it the tweet about the Eagles being in on Wilson.
Deshaun Watson. Wilson.
Was that true at number three?
Yeah. Ian Rapoport. I just watched like the minute and a half video.
But could you imagine if we would have traded the Eagles would have traded at number three? Man, Twitter would have been right,
how he almost had his dreams.
Let me go around the room there in that aspect. Would you guys have rather them trade up to three or move back to 12?
No, I don't.
You interfere with the move back?
No, I'd rather stay or move back.
Thank you.
I'd rather move back.
That wasn't one of the options, Christopher. It was move up or move back.
I'd rather move back because this team is not in the position to give up capital. In my opinion, we can't be giving up extra picks. And also at that point, then you got to think about trading Hurts. Like, it becomes a whole mess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, Hurts, Zach Wilson and Joe Flacco all in the building. That's just asking for trouble.
And I saw someone else in the chat saying that we need a wide receiver, CB1 more than we do a wide receiver.
CB1 would be huge. Like, if we can get Horn, that would be absolutely incredible. Cause that secondary has been rough for years.
And he's had a great offseason so far.
Incredible. The day
was tremendous. I mean, it was like 90 percentile and everything. All 90% or higher. I think he did a great job. Pete Nathan, he said, you know, I was talking to Pete just yesterday about Jatan and, you know, J.C. Horn. I mean, the idea of either – I don't think the Cowboys will pass on a cornerback at that position. I mean, there's also – It would be funny if the Eagles got Rashawn Slater and juiced up the offensive line. Yeah. It's not by any means in the whole Pitts chase scenario the last couple of weeks we've been talking about. They grab a lineman from Northwestern. Yeah. It's not going to fire up people, but you're talking about a guy who has positional versatility, you know, center.
Oh, yeah.
Play guard.
He can pretty much play all five.
But that's not sexy. But
Shavers, he's talking about what was the point of tanking that last game? Remember when they pulled Jalen Hurts and we ended up moving three more picks up? I think that that's actually a crucial point right there. Mm-hmm. I think that it was very important that we tanked that last game because then we were in a position that Miami wanted to move up to, and we ended up netting an entire another first round pick just because of that, just for tanking that last quarter. So that was actually a really good move.
I mean, that's what it is. Like, people will be upset about the scenario. Like, you know, no one's ever going to – I mean, people might – Giants fans might really remember that tank.
Oh, yeah.
But for us in – you know, as Eagle fans, to have that extra first-round pick next year, this is all
totally worth it.
Happen. Yeah. I think you might have lost some trust in the locker room, and you might be side-eyed for a minute by some of these players. But obviously, you know – Does Jalen Hurts now feel a certain way if that tweet is true by Rap? Is he like, oh, so you were trying to trade up to number three?
I don't think so
because he's built different, man. This cat is just built different. Like, he's been
the same thing about Carson.
Yeah, but
North Dakota tough. Man. Remember?
Yeah, but I got you. But I Jalen's is different, bro. Like, every time you see him, he's a gym rat. He wants to be the best. He wants to be coached hard. He wants to be the best, man. I honestly see that. Honestly, you know, just seeing workouts. I think what you posted the other day, Gail, somebody. God, I couldn't remember his name, but yeah, like, he's just been working on the game. I think he's ready for the spotlight, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Puga from El Paso. He's just Waddle at 12. Yo, I mean, I'm telling you, me and Chris did a video on Waddle.
I wouldn't be mad about that at all.
Explosive talent. Like, if you guys, there is no Devontae Smith Heisman if Waddle doesn't get injured. That's just the facts. Because he wouldn't have the numbers.
Crazy. Imagine that team with both Waddle during the late season in the playoffs. My goodness.
Waddle production was amazing before he got injured. I think it's not the sexy pick. As Chase or Pitts would have been, but Waddle he's a dog mentality. You know, people are, I think by the end of the week, people will either be down at the NovaCare Center or start feeling that this trade actually isn't that bad.
I think that once people start to digest it more and think about what we actually got in the assets, they'll come around on the trade. I mean, until draft day and we actually see what we're going to get at 12, you know, people are still going to be disgruntled. That's just the silly way.
I'd rather have the trade just happen. Like, if we were going to do this trade on draft
day. I wish it was on draft day. That would have
been on draft day. Yeah.
Now you have a month.
To be honest with you, though. Sorry, Tim. I didn't want to cut you off.
Oh, no, you're good. I was just saying, now you have like a month to let sink in, so it's going to be fun to watch.
I really don't think that the trading is over, to be honest with you. I still think that there's moves to be made leading up to draft day and even on draft day. I don't know, man. I don't think Zach Ertz is going to be wearing midnight green next year. I think there's plenty of moves still to be made.
I don't think anybody is like, I know the Eagles are being patient with that whole situation with Zach Hurst, but I don't think people are like going to give up a third or a fourth. Have to give up you have to give up like a fifth for next year that could possibly be a fourth, something like that. In that aspect of you know, draft capital, I just don't see anybody giving up draft capital for a 30-year-old.
But he could be packaged with something. I'm not saying it just has to be Zach Ertz alone.
They should have done it today. They should have done it today. We probably could have got another third or another fourth. Or, you know what I mean? You know, put some incentives in it, and then it can possibly be something else. That's what I was hoping for. We'll see, though. Like you said, I don't think Howie's done. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Kevin is he's turned to his inner Negadelphians. You were finessed. I mean, because I have a feel, like, I think I would feel differently, like, if I knew Pitts and Chase were off the board, then I'd be like, all right, and the players that I didn't want were there, then I'd move back. But the fact to do it a month in advance is where I'm like, ah, you know, like.
But don't you think there's a lot of teams in the league that feel the same way, that they also want Pitts and Chase? I can't imagine we're the only ones. So once those guys are off the boards, the leverage kind of gets lost there. Like, you know what I mean? There's still the possibility at six.
QB hungry team. If the QB's on the board, that's where in the sixth spot someone's going to move up to.
Yeah.
But if you're holding tight till draft day when that quarterback is like, you know, but doing it now, it's like obviously they must have some kind of intel on where some of these players might be falling, or like the way that the top of the board is sure enough.
I'm starting to think it's going to go quarterback.
Yeah. I think the top four are going to be quarterback, and that's why they didn't hold on to it till draft day, because really the only big trade you're going to make draft day is someone trying to go up and get Trey Lance or go up and get you know, Justin Fields, and I think they're going to be gone.
And even one team that I know that probably could make a trade and probably just, you know, hit the domino effect on that is the Panthers. The Panthers are looking for a young quarterback. They can get up in there. You know, they have a lot of draft picks as well. So I definitely see the Panthers. I bet you the Panthers are probably upset about the Niners and then us making that trade. Oh, yeah. I know they are. There is going to be a trade for a quarterback on draft.
I agree.
Yeah, I was saying on the timeline, like, imagine if you're the Miami GM and everyone thought you're going to take Chase or Smith at three, and you just move back, and what, they got two more first-round picks? And then what if they still got Chase or Smith at six?
Yeah,
like, that'd be the most – like, their GM's putting in work the last couple of years. Like, if they pulled that off, that'd be crazy. If they got two first and they still got Smith or Chase.
Have we talked about Ertz? The possibility of moving Ertz. I mean, that could be. I'm waiting for Ertz to be moved. But again, I wouldn't hate, you know, I'm not hating if he comes back. And he's just kind of like, you know what? Yeah. Let me ride it out.
Yep.
Hey, man, you got your two tight ends pretty much set. I think you can get a wide receiver in the second round. There's going to be players there. If you want to go CB1, CB in the first round. It's going to be interesting, man. I still think Eagle fans are pissed right now.
Yeah, but I still think that there's going to be someone that falls to 12 that we're going to want. Like, I totally agree that, like, once you go from Pitts and Chase, there is a drop off in the receivers that once you get to Smith and Waddle, but like, those are still really good players, guys that can make an impact on this team. So I think that if either Smith or Waddle were to fall to us at 12 or JC Horn, like, we still have options at 12. They're just not as juicy as Pitts and Chase, but it doesn't mean that they can't make an impact on this team.
I mean, look at the players here. You know, Trevor Lawrence, you know, Penei Sewell. I mean, you know, these, like, obviously Waddle's going to probably go lower, but out of these, you know, top, this is courtesy of Draft Network, some of their prospect rankings, but, you know, guys in that area, like, it's, to me, it's, you know, I feel like it's going to be, they have JC Horn as their 28th prospect. You know, I have him higher than that.
He's going to be higher than that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think there are players that are all kind of like graded in the same area. When you're talking about Devonta Smith, Surtain, or, you know, like a Horn, like, they're all kind of like around the same. I think Micah Parsons, he showed out. I think his talent's pretty amazing, but is, you know, I still have the character concerns with that. Obviously, I'm not judge, jury over here, but I just feel like, you know, I'm not sure if they're going to draft a linebacker that high. They just probably won't.
Yeah, I will say, if Horn and Surtain are gone, I love JOK, man. I'm such a fan of his. Take him, but I'm such a fan. He's such a monster. He just plays all over the place. He's got.
I'd take him over Parsons in a minute.
I would take him over Parsons, no question.
Really?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
No, it's not even close.
Yeah, this high though?
Yes.
Is it based off of talent or Micah Parsons' character issues?
I think based off talent.
A lot of people have him going like top 15 right now. I would take him.
You take him at 12.
He's the best coverage. He's best in coverage. He hits like Dawkins, and he's like an absolute leader. Like, he would stabilize the entire defense.
And he has absolutely
he runs right field like his hair is on fire.
Yeah, he hurts people. Like people get like,
yeah. Yeah, he doesn't fall for the little misdirections and stuff often. He has great instincts.
So let's see.
I know it's not a sexy pick, but like if Horn is
JT Horn
there, that's my
and
dude.
Joku's on the board. Where you going?
Horn.
Oh, if it's Horn.
Corner always gets the tie. Corner always gets the tie. Yes. But if like
over Parsons.
But if Dallas took Horn in front of us, I would even maybe take linebacker before Surtain. That's spicy.
No, I'm telling you, if Dallas drafts JC Horn,
oh, it's gonna be a nightmare of a night.
Us, yo, I'm gonna be CD Lamb.
Lamb didn't even piss me off that much, though, man. Because I thought that was stupid for them. Because I know what you mean. I didn't want them to be there, but like, I'd be more annoyed if they took Horn because that's what they actually need.
Exactly.
So like, because Lamb had like useless games there last year. Because like Dalton and DiNucci, like I was like, whatever. Like they were still letting up 30 plus points a game. I was like, they still suck. If they take Horn, I'm like, all right, like that's actually an important pick for them. Like that's useful.
Well, we know how Dallas is, man. Dallas is all about the sexy pick. Mm-hmm. So,
Tony from Facebook says, "I don't know, man. I thought number six was Howie proof. Now he does this. Can we trust him with so much draft capital in 2022? Make me nervous, to be honest. I mean, if Howie is listening to Andy Weidel this year, and that's where I'm at. Like, listen to your draft."
The problem with this point, though, is that, like, no matter what pick we have, no matter what draft position we have, people always bring this up as well. Well, we have the sixth pick, but Howie's picking. So we could, like, as long as Howie's here, you have that excuse. So, like, ignore that. I mean, Howie's here. Deal with it. And so, like, you just have to hope for the best. You can't just assume that Howie's going to blow every pick. I know that he blows a lot of picks. I get that. But he's here. He's the guy that makes the picks.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do about it? He normally hits the top 10 picks, though. I mean, if we're being like,
my mom could hit the top 10 picks.
Well,
dude.
I'm saying when people are nervous about the top picks, like, that's where he actually hits.
That's where he hits, yeah.
Like I said, that's the easiest thing to do. It's the top 10.
I was like, Fletcher Cox as well, right?
My thing is this, though. Follow your draft board. Follow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Look at the Steelers. Look, you know, I hate to bring that, you know, another organization here. Look at the Steelers. Look how when they draft wide receivers. They got Claypool in the second round, bro. Look at it. Like, follow your board. You know what I mean? Stick with it. Understand what your team needs and follow your board. That's all you have to do. Stop trying to be the smartest man in the damn room. That's the problem with Howie.
I mean, this is where I'm at right now. Surtain or Horn.
I'm with them.
You get a CB2 in here, or I mean, potential future CB1. I'm good with that, man. I'm totally okay with that. I think the wide receivers that are there, again, we say Devontae Smith and Waddle, I'd be okay with those. I mean, you know, shout out to Chris on the top of prospects we've been doing. We've been doing enough tape study to realize that, you know, this is the scenario we kind of talked about. Like, if we're moving back, this is where it's at. Like, you're getting those that kind of. I think Surtain is that safe pick at corner. I think JC Horn is the, you know, the potential. You know, like has Surtain hit his ceiling? Or is Horn the guy who's going to take it next level,
right?
Him to the next level. I'd be solid with Horn at 12.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I don't know how you couldn't be. I mean, really, like a football team is built on offensive tackles and cornerbacks, man. That's what you need to win.
CB1, CB2, get some tackles in here. And again, like, if they.
Yeah, you have a solid team when you build in and then build out. You have a solid team. You're building through the trenches. You know, you start with your O-line, your D-line, and then, you know, you get those guys to be able
Chris
to
looks
get
frustrated.
No, I just Chris did a mock draft. The mock draft just updated, and Jalen Waddle went 6 to Miami. Patrick Surtain went 7 to Detroit. Micah Parsons went 9 to Denver. J.C. Horn, 10 to Dallas. Oof. Kyle Pitts, 11 to New York.
Okay, hey, so while we're here, shout out to the people in the comments here. Why don't we do a mock draft?
Yeah. This is sure. Who's available right now. Rashawn Slater, tackle, Devonta Smith, or Big Mac Daddy Jones, Alabama.
Look, I'm gonna bring it up right now. I'm gonna bring it up right now. We're gonna
get everybody. Man, that's like
let's go worse. Big Mac Daddy. Let's go chaos mode.
I probably would. I would. Oh man, right there. I would probably take. I'd maybe take Smith at 12. If he's
Smith that is still far. Smith is still good.
That's the consolation prize. I mean, you're getting you're still getting a smooth ass wide receiver at number 12.
If you run every route too,
like yeah, I'm
yeah, his
I'm
route tree is stacked.
So exactly. We're doing his a mock draft. His route's like what is it? They said it's better than Judy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So for those that are listening to the podcast, we're actually going to do a mock draft live right now. This is how nerdy we're getting right now. But hey,
mock it out.
This is what it is, man. We're trying to have fun with it. Can y'all see that?
Yep.
So we're picking the Eagles. That's our favorite team, right? We're just gonna do the. You want to do seven rounds? Let's just do the first round. So
who's gonna fall?
Who's it gonna be?
We're gonna start this draft right here. Can everyone see that? So Trevor Lawrence off the
board. No, we're not getting Lawrence. Come on, man.
Trey Lance at 3. Nate Cool at Slater.
Najee Harris.
Najee.
I hate when that they is interesting.
So J.C. Horn's off the board.
Did they fix it?
His stock is so high right now.
Najee Harris went 6. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's not happening, even though I love him.
Hey, Kyle Pitts. Let's go. Let's get it.
Kyle Pitts and Justin Fields.
Kyle Pitts.
where are we going, guys?
I'm just imagining how he's sweating over the button if he saw Pitts and Fields up there.
Oh, like, my dude. God. It's like the superhero.
See,
guys.
Like Kyle Pitts ain't going to fall to us, so that's why this is just like this is all for naught.
So where are we going here? We're going Kyle Pitts, right?
Yeah. I mean, you have to. Kyle Pitts falls to you. How do you not take him?
Yeah. See, sometimes this is where I am with this thing, with the draft machine. When I play these, if I see one bad scenario.
Oh, yeah, I just restart. Yeah.
I restart.
I had a bunch of them when we had 6 still, which I know wasn't long ago. But I had a bunch that had Trevor Lawrence dropping to us at 6. And I was just like, okay.
Yeah. All right, we're on mock draft number 2 here. Starting the draft here. First off the board, Trevor Lawrence. Jets pick number 2, Zach Wilson. San Fran at number 3, Trey Lance. Number 4, Atlanta, Nay Sewell. Number 5, Rashawn Slater.
Top 5,
number
the same. 6,
Jamar Chase. To Miami.
Would have been there at 6.
And to the Lions. Justin Fields to Panthers. Micah Parsons to
they're going to go Horn again.
Kyle Pitts is going to fall again.
JC Horn at 10.
Here comes Pitts.
JC Horn at 10, Mike. Here we are at number – Waddle goes to the Giants. And then number 12, Kyle Pitts is on the board. Hey.
If Kyle Pitts falls to 12, I'm pretty sure people – I think someone might have, like, a stroke.
All right. For shits and giggles, we're going to go back one more time just to – so we've had Kyle Pitts fall in our laps at number 12. I don't think that's going to happen.
Until he came back home.
Maybe, like, they'll find out no one went to his birthday party or something.
Here we go again. Let's see. Let me guess. Trevor Lawrence at number 1.
Tim, I watch draft day before every draft.
Yeah. Me and my fiance made, like, a tradition.
That 49ers, Trey Lance, Atlanta, Kyle Pitts.
Hey.
Number, Bengals, Bene Sewell. Number 6, Jamar Chase, Lions, Jalen Waddle, Panthers. Justin Fields, Broncos.
It's just the most accurate so Mike far.
Cowboys,
Patrick Surtain, Giants. Let's see.
I think Horn's going to be sitting there.
Devontae Smith goes.
Sean Slater. Sean Slater. J.C. Horn. Yeah, I gotta go Horn. Horn.
This is the dream scenario when Dallas just goes Surtain, because then they get the Alabama backfield again with Diggs and Surtain.
See, this is where it's kind of at for me, like. If you're at 12 and you have guys like Rashawn Slater on the board and Horn on the board, for me, I'm sorry. I'm going to go Horn there.
Yep. I'm good with that.
Yeah, you don't got to be sorry about that.
Yeah, no apologies necessary there.
So that was interesting. You guys feeling better?
I was getting a laugh on Twitter because I feel like for weeks now I've been like proposing trade down mock drafts and people are like, that's great. I think this would be the greatest idea ever. And now the same people are just like, why would we trade down?
See, so I panicked. This mock draft thing is still going by itself, dude.
Yep. I think when it becomes reality, people get a little more worried.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to focus. I was trying to go into Friday without having to like worry about anything.
Right.
But that is Eagles football. It got.
Oh, they always hit you when you don't expect.
You got your head has to be on a swivel. You never know what's going to happen. This Philadelphia Eagles team. I mean, if they in fact pull off a master trade for a veteran quarterback, that would be insane.
Oh my God.
Eagles Nation. That would be crazy. That would be crazy. That would be a left field scenario for me. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. I mean you got a lot of draft picks. You can obviously make that trade. I just don't know. I was hearing they were like, well, you can't say give somebody a chance. My thing is this though. You made Jalen your second round pick a year ago. You gotta give him a chance. You got to.
Yeah.
You ran Carson out of Philadelphia. You have to give him a chance now. Come on now.
Yeah. I mean, here's the picks. Shout out to Zach Berman with the updated picks.
Yeah.
We have number 12, number 37, number 70, number 84. That's from the Carson Wentz trade. Number 123, we are now in the fourth round of the draft. Number 150, number 189. So we have one pick in the fifth round. We have three picks in the sixth round, two picks in the seventh round. So before it was like we didn't have that fourth round pick. You know, you were like, hey, but at least we got two picks in the third round. Should be some real value here. Overall, man, I think we just have to trust the process.
TTP, y'all.
You know, and just figure this out, man.
Yeah. The first through the fourth round picks, they should all be touching the field next year. And it really is under necessity because we have so much turnover. I mean, look at all the players that just left. Look how many holes we need to fill. And the thing is, we had no money for free agency that, like, Anthony Harris, like, yeah, he's going to fill in for Mills. And we don't know exactly when McLeod's timeline is with the injury. And then we just have a lot of holes to fill. So, and we've been missing on so many of these draft picks. Like, is Davion Taylor going to step up? Is Kayvon Wallace going to step up? Or one of the other young wide receivers going to step up alongside of Rager?
But with them two, they're unknown because they were draft picks with a different coaching staff.
So absolutely. Those two are, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Those guys are unknown. Yeah. Yep. So we don't know if they're going to fit that system. With Davion Taylor, I'm hoping that this young bull can you know, take the horns, you know, by grab him, you know, but I don't see it because he's really raw. Really raw.
We talk about that a lot, man. Like, we reach crazy for him, man. Like, that was the pick that was like, that was like the ultimate reach because, like, we were talking about him in like the sixth round because he was a guy that has like almost no football mileage on him. And like, some people said it's a good thing. And like, I don't knock it against him because like it was religious beliefs, but he literally didn't play football like before he got to college. I think it was before college because Friday nights he couldn't play in high school. That's what I mean. Like that was the guy that we picked to be like a starting linebacker for our team. And it's just like perplexing. That's why, like, with you have what, three picks in the top like 93, like those guys should be on the field.
Yeah. And we have five in the top four rounds. Yeah.
Yeah, like those guys should be on the field week one.
Because our second round pick was a quarterback that we tried trick plays with.
But you know, we're gonna close up shop here for now. But last words before we get out of here, Tim.
So I think the trade's not as bad as people are thinking it is. I can kind of sympathize with the people that are really panicking right now, because I think the frustration that I'm seeing the most of is like people are just really tired of like looking at that blue chip guy, that really top in this position guy, and then not getting him for whether it's a bad pick or whether it's a trade or whatever. I think they're getting frustrated with that. But I think people also need to remember that this team's not really in a position to win right now. And so it's like, as much as I wanted a guy like Chase or a guy like Pitts, we really need to build a bigger roster. I think getting the additional picks is really going to help the team move forward. And also you have to remember 22, that cap is going way up. So we're going to be able to sign some free agents. We're going to be able to make some moves next year. It's going to be, I think it's going to be all right. I think we're going to be good. I think we'll be fine.
Mr. Kincaid.
Look at the bigger picture, guys. Stay positive. This is, you know, we tell people, you know, a race is not a sprint, you know, it's a marathon. So, you know, just stay positive. I know we got to trust in Howie, but we'll be okay. 2022, 3 first-round picks. All right. And check on your loved ones.
Yeah. What I've been saying to people is this isn't 2021 isn't going to be a season where you really want to get all worked up in the win and loss column. It's, we have a rookie head coach, technically almost a rookie quarterback, if you really think about experience wise, and it's just a new regime of coaching. So you need to understand, like, they need to completely rebuild the foundation player wise, culturally, everything. You want guys to be able to buy in. The thing I want to see is I want to see development. I want to see guys that are bought in. I want to see guys that play all 60 minutes of the game and are not and are showing no quit. I hate when you see like guys like barely tackling, being lackadaisical. You don't want that in your city. You don't want that in on your team. I want Howie. Like I get it. There's a lot of negativity around the draft and everything. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's see what happens. They felt strong enough to move back. Hopefully they have their two or three guys that they're really keyed on at 12. We'll see what happens. And like we were alluding to, the cap next year is unbelievable. Like, it's going to go astronomically high. We'll have money to get free agents to fill stuff that we miss in the draft. And let's just see what happens. Hopefully we're all back. A couple of us are hanging out at the games and back in the stadium soon. And a month away from the draft, guys, let's see what happens.
Overall, you know, obviously, I was a little shocked, you know, being a bona fide Chase stan with that idea of not getting him already with a month left to go. That hit me. But overall, you know, if they felt like they couldn't get him, if they felt there's a scenario that they saw where, you know, they took the opportunity to move back, maybe because they thought someone else would try and move down, they took it. They took it. We do have a first-round pick next year. That's something not to sneeze at. If the Eagles saw value, the same kind of value between pick 6 and pick 12, same kind of players that they felt that were going to be there, that move-down scenario makes sense. If you land a top corner in the draft where they're picking at, you can't go wrong, man. Obviously, it's not Pitts or Chase, but they are bona fide alphas if JC Horn's there. So for that, I'm going to close it at that. And we got the number 12 pick. Draft is a month away. We're here. We're going to be talking this draft as it goes on. But for me and the guys, we'll see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly Eagles. Fly.